Yo, what up, people? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. And this is a music commentary podcast where I feature entertaining music and I chat with high-profile guests. Make sure you stay tuned to the end and enjoy. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast. Thank you.
Gentility, your share stupidity. Oh, don't show me back home, don't show me back home, Gentility, your share stupidity. She no go fit to leave the boy. She say she feeling the boy. Say I'm the man, say I'm the man. She say she want the man, but she want to leave the boy. I'ma get to know one bit. Check if you want, but she want me. Oh she tell me. They tell me bad guns in bad phone. I'ma share good major. Gentility, go share humility. Gentility, oh she stupidity. Gentility, oh she humility.
Hi everyone, this is Sonia and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is King Precious of Let's Shift with Precious Podcast and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Don't cross that down.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out on my show, you get merchandise from me, and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram, or search at the Madhouse ENT _, or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much.
I said we're doing this together. Yeah. I thought we were gonna be forever. Woo. Not my home yet, but I was trying to make it better. See, I seven to my logic, we better find me up for Stella. Yeah. I guess I didn't get the memo. Minim says in the bank, yes, I need emo. You always wanna make me feel like me in your bemo. Michelle once I'm recording my first demo. 2007, I'm a falling my work, I would dream. And you tin your now, it's like a dream. Obey your baby cry, this is too extreme. And you wait, guess how many people go stream? Cause a lot of niggas know exactly what I'm talking about. It might be cheating, but memo is not allowed. I swear to God, said maybe I was born faithful until the first female who suddenly broke a vow.
I feel like you don't be my baby.
What else?
But you don't follow, I like you, go, God, no. I feel like you make you be my honey. But you go say, I know if you have all your bills, yeah, no.
Guys, you're listening to another episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. This is your host with the most, Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro, the host and producer of this podcast, guys. This is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again. I'm happy you're here to listen to me again, man. This episode is special, man. Like, it's so special to me because it is my birthday and I'm so happy to be here, to be alive and doing this episode today. And uploading for everyone to listen anytime. I have a guest on the show today. His name is Hafiz Tonova. He's the host of Cha Cha Music Podcast. And our topic for this episode is what measures an artist's success in today's music industry. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Our merch online store is now live on Flutterwave. Check the link in our show notes to pre-order and get a discount and a surprise package attached. Make sure you stay tuned till the end of this episode. We have a lot of information to share with you guys, man. So stay tuned. God bless you. Wish me happy birthday on my social media page, tag at Pablo Castrogram, or find me on Twitter at _Pablo Castro PR. You might be listening to this after my birthday. It doesn't mean you can just always just give this podcast a shout out. That's all I need, man. I need listeners for the podcast, man. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening the very day, the very week on April 27. I love you guys, man. I have to go on a quick music break. And when I get back, I'm talking to my guy, Afistinova, over Zoom call. Stay tuned, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mozambique number one, Nigeria number one, Puerto Rico number one, Kwesi Kwesi number one. Chave, 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 ay, chave la la.
Yeah guys, what's up? You're still tuned in to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is your host, Pablo Castro PR, and I'm live with Afistinova. My guy, what's up now?
I'm a brother, man. I do. Is it a sub by your hand now?
I'm a real deal, right? So yeah, man, please go ahead and introduce yourself and call out your social media handle ASAP. Let's go.
All right. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and every listeners of the Madhouse Entertainment. My name is Afistinova, aka your musical blog creator of the Energy Force. I am the host of the Cha Cha Music Group podcast, where we get to amplify the African sound by bringing the best of African music to your ear. And my social media platform is Cha Cha Music Pod across all social media platforms. Now, so
big
we go on.
Big vibes, big vibes, big vibes. 100, man. So, my guys, good to have you on this episode, man. Thank you very much, guys. Go listen to Cha Cha Music Review Podcast. They have great content on there for you guys, man. Check it out. It's all big love from the Madhouse Entertainment to Cha Cha Music Review Podcast, man. My guy, you said go invite me very soon for your own show. Make I can't do guests.
No,
we could talk on.
No, brother.
So yeah, guys, on this episode, we're talking about what measures an artist's success in today's music industry. Before we go to that, guys, I have this quick question for my guy, man. Is it this or that question, man? My guy, let's go now.
Oh, yeah, now. I dig ground.
Oh, yeah, now. This or that? Skinny girls or thick girls?
Thick girls.
My type, man. Opa. Yeah. Oh, yeah, now. Boobs or ass, my guy?
Oh, he's off for the B, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, now, I don't support me. Now, I'm shady for a baby. So guys, you're hanging out with me, Pablo Castro PR. If you've not followed this podcast yet, please follow, like, subscribe, share, Check us on Instagram at the Madhouse ENT _. Follow me, your host, at Pablo Castrogram. And I'm also on Twitter at _PabloCastroPR. Our topic for today is what measures an artist's success in today's music industry. My guy, this topic right now, man, I'm an artist. I'm sure if you're listening right now, you're an artist, man. This is very, very useful for you. And you should put your ears down and, you know, follow what we have to say. So, my guy, you have the microphone, man.
All right, so I think if you are talking about the success of an artist, it is something that is very, very, should I say, subjective or, you know, personal to each artist. Yeah. I mean, when you say the success of an artist, the first question is, who is measuring the success? Is it the artist? Is it the music listeners? Or is it we, the music critic, or we, the music enthusiasm? Who exactly, you know, is measuring this artist? So if you're saying the music artist, for example, the music artist, and say, okay, my own success is I want to win an award. I want to win the Grammy. Is when I win the Grammy, that's when I can say, yes, I have succeeded. Some people will say, okay, I want to put out 5 albums, those album. Is when I do that, I can say, yes, I have succeeded. And for some people, it's just, I want the whole world to listen to my song. And if I do that, then I can call myself a success. So again, like I said, it depends on who is measuring, you know, this success and what are the tools you're using to measuring it. But as a music fan and also as a music critic, you know, some of the things that we use to measure the success of an artist is, number one, we look at how well their song or their album is doing on musical platforms. Take Spotify or YouTube, for example. We know that Davido is one of the highest. If Davido should drop a project today, I mean, how many times has he broken the record of having the highest number of views under 24 hours? On the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, now, it does numbers. It does numbers.
Exactly. And with that, you can say, okay, yes, with that numbers, then this guy is successful, right? You know, but then again, some people will argue, you know, quote unquote, that, oh, because Davido has not won, you know, the Grammy, he's not as successful as those other guys that has also won, you know, the Grammy. But then again, you go to other music platforms and you figure that, oh, in a, let's say, Apple chart, the video is number 1 to 5. 3 of his songs are there. You know, Spotify stream, he has one of the highest Spotify streams. So would you say this person is not successful? So again, like I said, looking at it from a music critic angle, what we look to determine, okay, how successful this artist is, obviously the numbers has to be there. How many numbers is he racking in on music platform? And aside from numbers he's racking on music platform, how many, I mean, again, let's take, for example, Fireboy, the song with El Cheron, Peru, the remix, just went platinum in United Kingdom, right? That means he is successful. Do you understand? If you also look at it, take a look at Wizkid also. Wizkid's song, Essence, also went platinum in the United States. It's successful. But our boys, I think it is Ye, that also went gold in France. That's also success, right?
Yeah.
Now, but if you look at all of these things, so like I said, we mentioned it using numbers. So for you to say you are a successful artist, or for us to say you are a successful artist, your songs or your album must be doing mad numbers you know, across major platforms. That's number one. Then number two, also, your songs or your album should also be topping charts. I mean, we've had Wizkid, we've had Burna Boy, we've had Davido, we've even had the likes of Reminisce. That they've been able to make it into the Billboard entry, you know, maybe at number 28 or at number 32. But the point is, they were able to make it there. And I think Wizkid is probably the longest African with the song Essence that has stayed longer on you know, the Billboard chart.
Like Wizkid broke record.
Do you understand? So these are some of the metrics that we use to say, okay, fine. So when we use the numbers, we use the charting system. Then at the same time, we also use tours and performances. How many tours have they been able to do? How many performances have they been able to do? So it's not enough that your song is topping, you know, on streaming platforms. Yes, it's a success. But the question now remains, how successful exactly is this person? But if your songs are doing mad numbers, you know, you are raking in the tours, you are going on tours, and your songs are also topping charts, then these are the three major things as a music critic that we can use to say, okay, this artist is successful, or these are the metrics that we can use, you know, to measure measure the success of an artist, right? Now, we are talking about the success of the artist, not the success of the song. Because the songs might be successful, but does not mean the artist himself is successful.
Yeah.
I mean, a song can go global, but yes, after a while, that song will die down. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you're talking about the success of the artist, these are some of the things that we can use to measure, you know, the success. Then we begin to talk about, okay, how many albums does he have? How many awards? You know, because award also has a role to play.
Achievement.
You cannot deny the fact that, yeah, exactly. You cannot deny the fact that, okay, you know, this artist, no matter how good you are, if you've not won an award, people will say, quote unquote, you are unsuccessful. But if the award is the only thing that you've not won, but every other thing is there, people regard you as successful. Let's take Akon, for example. Akon has never won a Grammy with everything that he has done.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, he has sold millions of records, platinum, Billboard charts, all of that. Boom, so we all know everything. The only thing that is missing is the what they used to call it, the Grammys. But that will not say he is not successful. Right? Yeah. Look at what's his name? Look at Eminem. Eminem is the most streamed hip hop artist from the era of 2000 on Spotify. You understand? When was the last time he won a Grammy? You can never tell. You cannot see he has sold over. You know, I can't even count the number of millions of records that he has sold. But that also makes him, you know, successful. So like I said, it all depends on the metrics. But yes, those are the three major metrics. You know, the numbers that you are doing on streaming platform, the tours and the performances you are taking around the globe, and also the charting system. How many charting system are you on, and how many charting system are you topping on? Then we talk about awards. Then we also probably talk about endorsements.
Endorsement.
Maybe, yeah, we can train. I mean, because these days a lot of artists use endorsement to brand. Oh, I'm a brand ambassador. Just to show their success, right?
Yes.
So we can also bring in that at the end of the day. But again, like I said, the three major ones are always going to be the three major ones. Every other thing is just we are now trying to calculate, how much of a success you are and how much of a success you are not. But again, at the same time, all this also boils down to who exactly is doing the measuring.
Yeah.
Let me go back to Akon, for example. There was an interview Akon said the biggest achievement or the biggest success in his career was him recording a song with Michael Jackson. And at the moment he did that, he looked at it like, yes, he has achieved, you know, everything he wants to achieve in music. That whatever comes after that is just an extra. So for him, recording a song with Michael Jackson was what made him successful. So like I said, it all depends on who is measuring the success and how we are measuring the success. But obviously, in this present time, especially in Nigeria, if your song never get TikTok challenge, if your song never get Instagram challenge, you know, if your song never do mad numbers or social streaming platform, or one, you understand, or one foreign artist never begin flex to your song, you never be successful, right? So that's what it is.
Can we talk about playlist reach? Can playlist reach determine the success of an artist? Like
because the reason why that cannot determine right about now is because playlist is created from a personal experience, from a personal perspective.
Yeah.
Right. So I might not like let's say for example, I might not like Drake as an artist, for example. Me personally might not like it. And if I create a playlist, you might not see Drake's song on that playlist, right? Mm-hmm. But that does not mean that Drake is not successful. Even if I don't like Drake, it might just be one particular song of Drake that I like and I had it in my playlist. But that does not mean that Drake is not successful. Or that does not even mean that particular song that I added to my playlist is one of the best Drake songs. It might just be the song that I connected to on a personal level. So I don't think that if at all we want to use playlists, that might probably come in later. That is not like, it's not even going to be in the top five measurement of saying you want to measure. You know, honestly speaking, it won't. Unless you don't know what you are doing, you cannot use a playlist to say, you want to use it to measure the success of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't use everything finish. You don't go and see what you use again. You can't say,
maybe you use playlist. That one. No, be like, just be like normal football match. Now, after 90 minutes,
exactly.
Now, no be short time, extra time.
Exactly. So that's how it's going to look like.
No be lie. Okay, so playlist reach is actually not, you know, the main. You have said the main ones already. So how about territory growth?
I mean, territory growth will have to probably fall under tours.
Yes.
I'll take that to fall under tour. I mean, territory is about how you be able to expand. From Nigeria, you've gone to Kenya, Uganda, South Africa. You've gone beyond your community. Now you are expanding, you know, you're expanding your brand to the outside community. And if those outside community are welcoming you, then it shows how much of a success you are. So that is going to fall under tour and performances. How many countries have you been able to tour? Those are territories. You go to, like I said, what's his name? Fireboy just recently concluded his tour, right? Tiwa Savage is also on a North American tour. But I mean, we see what Burna Boy is doing all around.
I said
France, Netherlands, Germany.
You Afro moonwalk.
Do you understand? So yes, I mean, you can call territory, but territory will legitimately fall under, you know, tours and performances.
Don't be like, all right, how about profile followers now? You know, some people will say, person will get highest follower and I ain't the successful pass for musical. I be that one serve no count, I be, or it's just like
that one is for the fans to be making themselves happy, to be making themselves, you know, popular. I mean, the most followed Nigerian celebrity on Instagram is Davido, right?
Yeah,
but people will still argue and say, even with that, Davido is not the GOAT, quote unquote.
FC no agree. FC no
agree. Do you understand what I'm saying? Exactly. So it's not, and if you look at, for example, if you look at people like what is to call it? Why am I struggling to remember his name? But the point is you cannot use social media followers, you know, yes, to rate the success of an artist. You can't do that. Because there are some artists that, again, like I said, this success that we are talking about, what exactly are we even using to measure it, right?
Yeah.
But there are some artists that, yes, I mean, they have the awards, they go on tours. Okay, yeah. For example, let's take a look at Asha, for example. Mm-hmm. Asha is a beautiful artist. Asha is successful. Yeah. Every album she drops is a success. She has her own sold out shows abroad and all of that.
Yeah.
But you cannot use Asha's numbers to compare with that of what's his name, Joe Boy, for example, which is a new artist.
Yeah.
But you can't outrightly say that Joe Boy is more successful than Asha because Joe Boy has more numbers on his social media platform than Asha.
True.
You understand? That's why I said social media, all those things does not really count. Again, maybe after you are done, you don't know what else you can use. You can begin to count out. All those ones are like, I won't even say secondary. They're like maybe number 4, number 5, or number 10 on the metrics of using to measure. It doesn't really follow.
No be that. Thank you. So guys, Afisinova has covered a lot. Like I said, everything I wanted to see, man. And in short, I had to just be asking more questions. Me no be like, say, okay, forget that I want to talk. And then he added it. Made us understand that the main ones are the ones you already mentioned at the start. The others are just extra time, man. Like, now for who they try calculate the success, nah be the matter. So guys, you've been hanging out with us on this episode, man. This is Chat with Pablo Castro. We're still on this show. We're about to go on a quick music break. When we get back, I have more fun questions for my guy. He's still on the show. He's not leaving yet. He'll still be here with us on this show. And I want you guys to join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Chat with Pablo Castro. Follow, like, share this podcast. Play it for a friend. If you have somebody that is always arguing about music like this, that is trying to say, okay, now like this, I would say your success for music, they make sense. Play this podcast for the person. Make the person hear them. So that the arguments will reduce. And I would just guys know how and I would measure them. For those of you not hearing my pigeon, I'm sorry. That's how we communicate in our country, you know. This is a Nigerian music podcast and we use pigeon to talk and make it sound fun and interesting. I know my Nigerian people listening right now are loving this, man. And I'm sure even my guy right now, if it's Nova, he's a good boy now. They follow the vibe.
Definitely. All right.
Yeah.
Ujama.
Break it alive in a fresh color, man. Say, with the trust of a spread, the woof everywhere. Ujama. Tell them, man, be prepared or be scared. Cause the mukta get in dash of a bomb or cloud. Yeah.
Say
we could drink, get drunk, it's lit, let's fuck. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama. Say we could drink, get drunk, it's lit, let's fuck. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama. Go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama, go jama, jama.
Urdu movement, hold it steady. This one ain't no jabba, dog. This one a full-time slapper. Fuck some we call me a rasta. Outside the thing be banging. Levitate, my dog ain't jamming. Kick back, madness. My dog in the call me Van Damme. Slap, 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 slap. Let man have it, my dog attack. Watch your back, I'm at my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. Strip skirt in the middle of the streets. Today we're gonna make money.
Welcome back on the show, guys. This is still your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, aka Gideon One, aka Swaggle Boy, aka your favorite number one host. Yeah, on the podcast. I love you guys, man. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for staying till this time, man. We still have Afistanova in the building, my guy.
Yeah. I'm still in the building. We're to the top, man. So we there, yeah. No shaking.
We just did no shaking. No, not today. You understand?
At all.
Hello. So, guys, this is Chat with Pablo Castro. We talked about, you know, in the first part, what measures an artist's success in today's music industry. We said a lot, man. If you didn't hear that part, man, sorry. Maybe you skipped it. Just go back and watch and listen again. Sorry. So, guys, we have some questions for my guy in this part. This part, so I'm not talking too much. I just have questions for my guy, and he's going to just answer me, man. We have a this or that question, and we have a single questions for him, and I will be done in a bit. So, my guy, man, let's go. Who are your top three music, like your top three best male rappers in Nigeria?
Top three best male rappers in Nigeria. Oh, boy, that one go. This one, you know, you put me inside trap.
No lie.
You almost street my head flow.
No
fall.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, then again, this is personal. It is my own best. We are not talking about the best, yeah, right? My own best. Yeah. And I'll just mention three names because they've been like my top favorite. I'm going to say Rugged Man. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so old school, but even though Rugged Man does not put out music the way he used to put out music, but he always remain my fan. I mean, go and check out Bawaje, go and check out Ehem.
Inset Foundation. Inset Foundation.
I mean, those are top songs anytime, any day, any century. Yeah, so Rugged Man, number one. Number two has to be, you know, the chairman himself, M.I. Abaga. I mean, come on, you can't take anything away from M.I. Abaga. Number three. Let me see what I'm going to add at number three. Okay. I mean, obviously, this one is, you know, one of the greatest rappers to come out of Nigeria ever. I'm talking about Olamide Badu.
You can't
deny that fact. Like I said, top three. Oh my, you go hard because, I mean, we still have Vector, we still have Reminix, we still have Seviki. Those are just my favorite top three that I go to on a daily. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, man. So now this one, this or that, to Jollof for fried rice, my guy.
I want to fried all the way, man.
Oh my God. It's a big cook, man.
I'm on my brother. I'm going to leave that one for you.
Oh yeah, now tall or short girl? Should I say average height, short or tall girl?
Oh, let's just leave them on a average.
Average. Not too tall, not too short. Just in between.
Exactly. Just in between.
If they stretch, they try to kiss you now. You understand?
No, down a long thing. I don't want to be on a long thing.
So now, oh yeah, this last question now. Who are your top three most sexy female celebrities in Nigeria? Music, actors, anyone, your top three.
Hot one. Okay, I mean, number one has to be Niniola. Because I've always had a crush on Niniola for long. I still have a crush on Niniola though. Because I know that she might just discover to listen to this. So don't let me say, I still have a crush on Niniola. You can never tell. I mean, but Niniola has to be my number one. Then I think my number two has to be Mama Jam Jam. I mean, give it up for Mama Jam Jam. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this number three person, people look at me like, are you sure? But yeah, for me, I mean, her beauty is something that always, you know, intrigued me. And I'm talking about Yemi Alade. I mean, I've been a fan of her beauty from day one. I remember the first time I heard her song, the one she did with LD. That was her first song ever. And in that video, I saw like, man, who is this fresh Ingo girl? That was what I first saw.
Also,
you understand? So yeah, those are like, you know, my top three, you know, sexy people.
Thank you. So guys, we've been hanging out with Chacha Music Review podcast host Afistanova, and you've been hanging out with me, the Madhouse Entertainment host Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro PR. This is a banger episode, man. If you are listening right now, in short, you don't enjoy a lot. No, be like, because we played music for you, we gave you information, and then now we're giving you interesting things to, you know, just like wrap up the show with. Is that normal? So you have to subscribe, like, follow this podcast. Go on to follow us on Instagram at the Madhouse ENT _. Follow me, Pablo Castrogram, and follow my guy, Afistanova, my bro. Follow his podcast on social media. Cha Cha Music Review Podcast. My guy, call out the handle for them again. They made a collect.
All right, the handle for the podcast is Cha Cha Music Pod. The Cha Cha is spelled C-H-A-C-H-A, Cha Cha Music Pod, on all social media platforms. And you can find the podcast, which is the Cha Cha Music Review Podcast, on all major podcasting platforms: Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Deezer, Radio Podcast, Google Podcast. Yeah, in fact, see, just enter Google, just type Cha Cha Music Review Podcast. Oh my god, exactly. No long talk. You
know, people need to know, they need to know along. Because podcasts are even lit as fuck, man. Along, people need to know, discover podcasts, guys. Keep listening to more episodes, listen to different ones. There's so many podcasts out there, man. There's the one for music review, like Cha Cha's one. There's the one for music commentary that is like mine. I play music and still talk with my guys. There's life coaching, there's marketing, there's info. Let's not talk too much, guys. Just go on search, guys. So, guys, we've come to the wrap of the show already, man. I had fun with you guys on this one. I had fun with my guy, Afistinova. My bro, shout out to you, man. Shout out to your podcast.
Shout out to you, man.
Racking numbers up, man. Alone, was good linking up with you and collaborating with you, man. Alone, we still have more to do, man. By the time this podcast gets to that level where there's a studio and I have to record live with guests and have cameras in front of me, bro, I'm bringing you on, man, to come again and let's have a talk and chat about
definitely. I always want to come again.
Big love, man. So guys, it's bye bye from me and my guy right now. Till next time, make sure you tune in next Wednesday. I release new episodes every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Nigerian time. You know, anytime it will be in your country, just check Nigerian time by 8 p.m. That's what it is. Thank you. So guys, I have to go. I have to let my guy go. He's got stuff to do. I've got stuff to do. We'll talk to you guys next time. I love you guys, man. Till next time, my guy. Tell them bye bye. Let's close it up.
All right. Remember, no matter what you do, keep the energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out.
Hold on. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Came out of the park and I be trapping so fresh. I'm just 17, but I got voices like Adele. Yeah, I know I'm wrong and I be trying to make amends. And I be choosing you because you're smarter than your best friends. And I remember back then, wanna hang around homie, mama wouldn't let me, she told me they're bad friends. Always dream about being a hero, I put on my mask like I'm Batman. I be shooting like Mad Max, all I can see is Batman. You wanna impress me, you can go to the backseat, I can call you my bestie. Don't oppress me, I be doing the jet ski, making me like I'm Rexy. I remember I just wanna trap in the studio, and they wouldn't let me. I remember I was skipping all of the classes in school, cause I spent on my school fees. Yeah, ski, ski, please don't let me turn it off, don't let me fuck it up. I know you wanna fuck me up. Ski, ski, taking all these Adderall, I'm just anonymous. She said she wanna, you wanna impress me, you can go to the backseat, I can call you my bestie. Don't oppress me, I be doing the jet ski, making me like I'm Rexy. I remember I just wanna trap in the studio, and they wouldn't let me.